What is up, you amazing human Jew? Welcome to this Deeper Truth Healing Hour with me, Reverend LC, and you. I am grateful, 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 as always, to get to sit in this space with you. And I hope that the wind and the weather is going to allow us to get through this however long we get to spend together. And I'm just grateful to be here. It's been an amazing just time of growth in my life, and I'm eager to share it with y'all, because I cannot be the only person who has had to learn in this time, especially these recent times, how to have grace during my growth and have grace with myself through my growth. So growing is part of the recovery and rediscovery process. And this is the way we go to a place of healing. You know, season 5 of Recovery Soul Food Podcast is going to be filled with this year, because we've done the get up from your give up. We've done, you know, knowing there is a give up to get up from. We have done the beginning to change those areas that keep you from going back to the get up. We know how to do that now. Now let's get to the creating a life that we love. And I have learned that, you know, life is going to be life and circumstances are going to come, and it doesn't matter. There are no special passes if you have challenges in life. And addiction recovery is a huge just challenge in life. Being a childhood trauma survivor has, you know, challenges. Being part of the LGBTQ plus community has challenges. And some of us have all of those challenges. And it doesn't mean that we're cursed, like I used to believe, truly believed with no doubt that I was a joke. I was God's little joke. This couldn't be possible for one person to encompass all of these things. But learning that is what life is, and the suffering comes in us wanting to change things that are not in our control and not realizing we have the power to change the things that we do have some control of. And it's not always going to look well, and it's not always going to flow gracefully. And this is where we have to learn to give ourselves grace. Maybe in those times, it seemed like the dark times. Generally, they're the times between growth stages and different healings that almost become radio silent. And this year, starting last year in 2021, really felt like it was becoming radio silent to me in my recovery, in my rediscovery process. But I know, just through the faith that I've walked through in coming through addiction recovery and healing, I know that the sun is always shining. So whether, you know, whatever hemisphere in the world you are, whether the moon's out or not, the sun is always somewhere shining. The sun is just the sun. And that's what we are, and what life is. And that no matter how many of the clouds come and cover our sun, and how many times we are going through life and things just get like they're all going at once, that we're always, the sun is always going to shine. It's never going to stay this way unless we move to back into our place of give up. And if we do, that's just another opportunity to come to another growth stage. You know, that's all relapse, in my humble opinion and experience, has been. Relapse has been when life has gotten too big for me to handle at one time with the skills that I currently have, or I need to make some different new choices and put some tools that I've learned into practice. You know, relapse becomes that moment where you do the best you can, and then you revert back to what you know. And it always, like, I couldn't be this person without all of my relapses. And I realized that relapse today is scarier than it's ever been, because you can, you know, because it can be one and done. And though it's always been that way, it's more likely to be that way now. So I think that we continue to make information and share about our healing and our recovery and our process and these messages, just so that people can can harness more tools more quicker. That's what I was going to say. I'll just be real. More quicker, and maybe not have to get to those points where they fall back into what they know, and they never come back out, and they never get to shine their sun again. So that's what we're going to talk about tonight. We're going to talk about the grace to grow and how to have grace within yourself during your growth period. And I'm super excited to be here. What's up, Pam V? What's up, Pamela Topchian, my sister, my soul sister? Hey, listen. If you don't have your copy of Pamela's book, I Didn't Come This Far to Only Come This Far Yet, well, then go to Amazon and grab it. I would just type in Pamela Topchian in Amazon search bar, because she has so many amazing, you know, works of art, original stuff there in her store. So it's not just her book, but her book is especially, it's just exceptionally amazing to hear about someone else's whole get up from your give up and how they've created a life they love. And I promise there is something for you that can nourish your soul in this book. So pick that up on Amazon. And I also wanted to bring up, I always have this space for a book promotion, and a book that I've restarted and one of my all-time recovery favorites I wanted to bring up is Eric McCoy's book, Pain, Failure, and Misery Are the Stepping Stones to Success. And you can get that at the highwallclean.org page. Also, check out the High Wall Clean podcast and YouTube channel. And you can check out the show that Eric and I do called Walk a Mile in My Shoes. That's on YouTube as well, the official Walk a Mile in My Shoes podcast. That's where it is. But that's a great book, man. I love this book. This is how I really got hooked up with Eric, you know, just being on the High Wall Clean podcast and then getting this book. And it was one of the first times that I felt like somebody in recovery heard me. Like I wasn't on my own when I was talking about like deep healing and flipping your perspective and all that stuff that I had worked so hard to learn. It was one of the first times that I read something where somebody else in the world like had those same ideas going through them. So pick that book up, highwallclean.org, Pain, Failure, and Misery Are the Stepping Stones to Success. And you can follow Recovery Soul Food on TikTok and Instagram at recovery_soulfood. Make sure you DM me there if you want to get in touch with me lately. But I've been bad at it lately too, so please don't hold it against me. I'm learning so many new things. We'll talk about it. All right, and if you like the content here and it resonates with you, then you can become a monthly supporter by going to www.anchor.fm/recoverysoulfood. Click on the support button. You can basically, you know, pick your price. They have things from 99 cents to $4.99 to I think $9.99 a month. Just helps me keep up with equipment and be able to pay for subscriptions that I get to use to make this show what I feel like is so awesome, because I love doing this and it's because of y'all. So I thank you for all your likes and your shares and all the things that you do. I appreciate you being here, being a subscriber on the YouTube channel. And remember that this goes directly to Spotify as soon as, about an hour after I'm done, it goes directly to Spotify. And so it's also available on Apple Podcasts and Amazon Music and all those places. You know, go do the things that you do. I got to start making sure that if I want this to grow and want to grow with y'all, that I say that to you. So that's what I'm doing. I'm exercising that. It's very uncomfortable, but I'm growing right now. But I love y'all so much. I'm super ready to get into this deeper truth healing hour with me, Reverend LC, and you. So if you're ready, I'm ready. Let's go. What's going on? What's going on, everybody? Thank you for wherever you are watching from. What's up, Janet McClanahan? If you're watching on YouTube, make sure to, you know, hit the like and do the things and subscribe. And we're on like six different channels right now. So wherever you are, thank you for being there. And so we're talking about the grace of growth tonight and how to have grace with yourself as you grow, because it's not really a pretty situation all the time. And it really does seem like it gets dark sometimes, you know, and you can question yourself of like, you know, gosh, seems like I'm always going through something, or can I just get to a place where life just flows? And, you know, one of the assets that I have in my life, and this is actively seeking this out, are people like my friend Pamela, who is in that other stage of growth where they are living and currently creating the life that they love. So I like having people in my life that are actually there, because it always gives me hope and also, you know, sharing wisdom back, you know, because I'm not afraid to ask. I love to ask questions to learn. And so, you know, a lot of times I'll get to ask Pamela, is this part of it, you know, or I'll say something to her and she'll say, that's kind of part of it, and will help me out with it. And so, you know, I urge you to be surrounding yourself with people that at least have some people in your circle, in your soul family, that are where you are looking to go, and lessen the folks that you have in your life that are maybe where you're desperately trying to move away from. Not because they're bad people, but because you've got to give yourself some grace to grow. And Pamela's right, good vibes. I mean, like, your vibe attracts your tribe. So if you want to know where you're actually like on a deeper level vibrating from or operating from, take a look at the folks that are surrounding you. You know, I mean, if we're the average of the five people we're around the most, then we got to look at that financially. I mean, everything, what we talk about. But as we get into different levels of the addiction recovery process, you know, that's almost kind of natural. But there's always a part of us that wants to stay connected and help others out. And I think that what it comes down to is finding the groove and the purpose within the calling that belongs to you. Because a lot of us, I am not a boots to the ground recovery guy. See what I and I'll explain that. Like, my calling is not in, you know, packing my car full of Narcan and those saving kits, which I think is amazing. So for everybody who that's their place, thank you. But for me, that's not my place, because it really wouldn't be healthy for me. And I know that. And part of growth is getting to the place where you know that, because we try a lot of things because we want to serve. I mean, service helps us grow. And it's one of the greatest things of the recovery process. Like, it's an asset to serve. It's just about finding your actual purposed fit in the service, like this, being vulnerable with strangers and telling you my deepest and darkest secrets and how I'm healing and all of that stuff. Like, this is my needle in the groove. You know, I feel healthy here, but I've had to go through that. So, you know, just be aware of who you're surrounding yourself with. Make sure that you fit. If you're out there and it's uncomfortable and it's pulled you back into a space, you don't have to be ashamed to say that. You know, you don't have to be ashamed to put your hand up and say, hey, I thought this was my calling. This just isn't my calling. I know I'm called somewhere, and I trust, you know, whatever my, you know, bigger purpose, truth, or whoever it is, you know, I trust that that's going to guide me into what is purposed for me. And so if that's you, I mean, we got a lot of stuff in peer supports, a lot of stuff with that. You know, I think there's a lot of things I think about that. I think it's very valuable, very valuable. But I think that it's not made for everyone. And we lose a lot of people too in the space where they just want to serve and they haven't found where that truly is that's healthy for everybody. Because it wouldn't be healthy for me to be out boots on the ground with people, you know, either. It just wouldn't be healthy. I don't know how comfortable I would, I don't even know if I'd be this comfortable, you know, about sharing, unless, you know, if I was there, the opening open. But you know what I'm saying? Like, find your groove, find where you fit. And I think that transfers into all of our lives. You know, I think that's part of self-care. And, you know, if you missed last week's or the week before's, I don't remember when I did that. Terrible, isn't it? If you missed that, go back and look at that. That's that self-care versus selfish video, because you know we talked a little about that in there as well. But you know, part of this process of creating a life we love comes in nurturing ourselves and learning how to do that. You know, it's hard to be in a masculine energy and think about nurturing yourself because it sounds like a very feminine energy, which it is. But we all need that. We're all searching for that in more rigid ways. So wherever it is in your life that you fit, you know, try to be in those grooves, and you know what doesn't feel right. And sometimes we go back and forth with that. Like, we'll fight with ourselves and try to make ourselves fit in this space that we think we're supposed to be in. And if we're in a process of growth where we know we need to move on, but yet we're fighting ourselves and trying to hold on to that stuff, that's where you can really lend yourself some grace in those moments, because you're not supposed to be perfect. You've done a lot of work on yourself. If you're a part of this community and you're a part of this podcast or these broadcasts, then this is your space. You're growing. So having some grace for yourself in those times where you almost kind of stand back and look, and you're tempted to get angry with yourself because you think you already went through this, or we thought we healed from this, or, you know, I know what I should do. I don't know what I want to. I shouldn't be this way. Well, yeah, you should, because you're human, and you spent a good portion of your lifetime building certain ways of perpetual thinking and feeling and emotional cycles that we've created. So yeah, you're supposed to be right where you are. And that's grace. And reminding yourself of that, you know, even these small little actions of grace within yourself, those small little places of permission and forgiveness that you give yourself during this growth period. And that really sounds loudly for those of you who may find yourself in relapse right now. If you happen to catch this or on the verge, you know, don't be angry with yourself because you've thought of that. You know, unfortunately, we will forever know that there is an escape button, that if it just gets too hard, we can escape. And that is something that we're going to have to just know and basically deal with for maybe the rest of our lives, but it doesn't define who we are. You know, that's just an issue that goes with your unique humanness. You know, it's a part of you. It's a part of your story. It doesn't have to be your identity. So when those negative feelings want to pull you and tell you, but this is who you are, you have to give yourself the grace to remind yourself, it's not who I am. It was just a part of my life. And you don't have to feel like the shame is going to lock you in to not just moving back on. You know, wake up tomorrow, move on, move forward. Don't stay there. And that's grace. Those parts of me. You know, there was a time in my recovery and rediscovery process that I really felt like I had some control. But you know, like I had some, like all of a sudden, like my life was moving in flow, and I felt like I had control of the things I could, and life was moving, and I had a rigid purpose, and I knew what I was doing, and it was going well and successful. And then, you know, I talk a lot about 2021, because 2021 was when really things just really started changing for me. And that's when I knew that I had to pull back from doing so much online, and that I needed to give myself some growth, and that things needed to change, that a lot of things had to change. And I mean, it was very scary, But it was freeing, it was uncertain, and yet it was exciting all at the same time. And there were in that time, and still, like I'm still coming out of that. Like I haven't even finished that what began in that cycle of growth. I haven't even finished that yet. I'm just starting to come out. And it just feels like everything goes radio silence. Like my connection to my higher power and my connection to my higher self. And it just feels like nothing is speaking back to me sometimes. And maybe you feel that in your life somewheres too, but like it almost like feels dark, not in a negative way, but almost like you almost feel like you're by yourself in some ways in this healing process. And that's what I've been going through. But I was reminded of what I said to you in the beginning today, that the sun is always the sun, and the sun is always shining. And we know this because we've had this history throughout our lives, no matter how great or small the times were or the memories are. You know that just as much as you've been down or as you can go down, that you've always ended up having these bright moments in your life too. And it's time that we remind ourselves of that in the darkness. Just that grace of saying, listen, it feels dark. We're feeling radio silent. We're feeling really dark in life right now. But I know the sun always shines. No matter whether, what hemisphere you're on right now, whether you're looking at the moon like I am, the sun is still somewhere shining. It's shining. And nature speaks to us. I mean, even all this wind, I went out before I came on and I was just having my connection time. And I had this heart frequency music like playing in my head, this little meditation music. And I was looking up at the wind blow these trees, and I was just realizing that nature speaks to us, like all creation speaks to us. And therefore, you as creation, you speak to your life, you speak to other people through, how you move through things. And so knowing that the sun is always going to shine, that's one of the great things that I try to remind myself of all the time. When I'm trying to give myself grace versus being kind of aggravated with myself that I'm not farther than this, or I don't want to be going through this certain thing, it's backing up. And I guess, in Christianity, it's called faith. It all equals out. It is faith that this situation too is going to turn itself around. What's up, Brett, my brother? Awesome. Thank you, Pamela. I asked Pamela before the show if she would listen out for the wind because it has been, we're having, it feels like hurricane force winds, but of course it's not that bad, but 45, 50 mile an hour winds, and it's loud in here, let me tell you. It makes me so nervous and I get so anxious because of all the hurricanes and stuff I've been through. I'm telling you, trauma lives in you. In you, we got to acknowledge it and heal it and move it on. But that's how I give myself grace. I remind myself that even though I feel dark, the sun is still shining. And as long as I have breath, in me, then a new day is coming. Because when we stay focused in, and this has been big for me lately, this has been the big heap of healing that I've had to go through lately, is that when we stay focused in on the problem and what we don't like and about others, or about, worry and fear about maybe how somebody close to you is living their lives. I mean, I've been going through this in my family lately, and it's about getting to that place where you realize that what I focus on, I'm energizing. So if I want something else for their life, then I got to energize that versus just staring at all the ways that I need it to change, ultimately, in order for me to feel better. I mean, maybe they'll feel better, but really it's my thought that if they change these things, then they'll feel better. And that'll somehow make me feel better. But it's really about me feeling better. And that's not selfish, that's awareness, that's human nature. And so that's been a big thing, for me lately, is making sure that I'm energizing what it is that I want to see in my life. It is so easy in this climate, in this culture, to get locked in on negative information that can bring you so much fear and anxiety that it becomes almost programmed into our reticular activating system in our brain, and it just becomes all that we see. And it's easy to get caught up in that. You don't even have to be aware, and it just be in the vicinity, your energy, you know, playing in the background or something, and it all of a sudden you're in this space of energizing that. And it's hard not to as well when hard things happen, when real life stuff is happening. You know, there's so much that I want to fix because I feel like it'll make my family better, but it's not my circus. You know what I mean? Like, I don't mean to say it to make light of it like that. It's just the only thing I can think of. But I have to remember that as much as what I want for somebody else, they got to want it for them, or it might not be what is for them. Just because I think it is, doesn't mean, because we're all having our own different experience. Everybody we pass, we meet, we see, each one of those souls is living their own movie with its own actors and dialogues and action scenes and problems and heartbreaks and all that stuff. And it's hard for us to really understand that because that just doesn't seem to be how we're wired. And so, you know, learning all in this one situation, this really tragic type happening, you know, in my family, during that, what I'm having to learn and be graceful about is, number one, setting boundaries for me. Like, how far can I go into this before it becomes mentally and emotionally unhealthy? You know, how am I willing to help and how am I not? Not because I'm an asshole, but because, you know, I also have an entity, you know, I have my own family. I also have an entity that now I have, you know, a wife who I've asked her to spend her life with me, like, trust me with your life. And I'm going to help us, you know, create this great life. We're going to create this great life together. So that was my responsibility. I asked her in. I have a son, even though he's grown, you know, that's all that's mine. I asked that in. So that belongs to me. And I've got to give a, you know, a great deal of my attention and my love and my respect and my, you know, help there. So this is what I'm able to do, because if we jump in trying to do it all, and especially what we think all is, there is going to be nothing left. And we have to learn what we talked about last week is that self-care. And that self-care is making sure that in all of it, that you're somehow finding a way to fill your cup. And if you may be like me, you know, this fills my cup. It really, really does. But I also know that I need some activities outside of work that are me getting back to a playful spirit. I love to fish. Most of the people that know me know that I love to fish. I can hardly pass a large mud puddle without wanting to cast some kind of fishing line in it. But when I started this whole healing process in late 2020, 2021, I have moved away from that, and it happens gradually. It doesn't happen all at once. It happens gradually, and before you know it, this life is created that you're giving off to everything and everyone, and you're slowly getting away from, you know, some of the things that fill your cup. So, you know, it's about, you know, discovering where you are and turning around and saying, okay, I created this life, because we're tempted to say, I don't have time to make any changes. Well, in your current paradigm, no, you probably don't. But remembering that we create our schedule, and we recreate our schedule, and that is fully within our control. There are things we can do. Maybe we can't change our hours at work, but we can change some of the ways or restructure the ways that we are at home and the things that we do, and map out even 5 minutes for ourselves. Sometimes that's all you can get, but it's mighty and powerful to get that. Because what do you give to people? You know, a gallon jug of water eventually runs out. You eventually run out. And before you know it, resentment starts kicking in. You start ended up getting to a place where you give so much that when the people around you ask for more, you get to like this breaking point. And then that's when you're just empty. You are empty and you have nothing left. So I like to call them God whispers. You know, God whispers to us often before big things come in our lives. Not always, but there are often whispers that happen before the loud must change comes. And my goal and my recovery and my rediscovery and my personal and spiritual development, my growth journey, is that I begin to hear those whispers before I have no choice but to hear the trumpet calling for change. And so that's what I'm trying to share with you all are some of the whispers, giving yourself grace in those moments, just to realize that you've either lost control of it, you're losing control, or you're about to step into something like this, and you can build that pre-toolbox right there, because it's very important. And you know, we talk about giving ourselves grace to grow. We just have to go back to that, knowing that all of our current life events, circumstances, everything we're in right now is growing us towards our highest and best self. But only if we believe that. You know, there was a time in my life that I thought I was a joke. Well, the opposite of thinking that you are a joke, that life is just steady, you know, shoveling shit onto, you can realize that there are some things I've asked for in my life. Big things, you know, not necessarily material things, but big things for myself. And I have to always remember that everything that I'm going through right now is getting me prepared to be the type of person or to be the human that actually has the ability to recognize these things that I've asked for and to thrive in the role of that. Because it's not just enough to want something and get it if you're not ready for it. There have been times that I learned this through getting big sums of money. You know, you can get a big sum of money and you can ask to be rich, or you can want to do, I'm going to be rich, and you can get rich. But if you don't become a wealthy person on the inside, you get poor as quick as you got rich. And poverty seems to be the common theme, or just barely getting by ends up being the common theme. But when you want to move towards wealth, true wealth, you want to move to wealth in every aspect of the word. You know, a wealth in heart and a wealth in, you know, in service, a wealth in relationship, a wealth in love, a wealth in finances, a wealth in career aspirations, a wealth in just a happiness in my life. You know, having all those things are what make you the type of person that can actually be in that space in which you've asked to be in. What's up, Maddie J? Little brother, so happy for you. So happy for you and your gorgeous, gorgeous fiance, Defiance. What's up, Jim? So, you know, we're talking about giving ourselves grace to grow. I mean, that's a big thing to do. We got to believe that everything we're going through, and it can be hard. Like, trust me, things really look dark, but we can find blessings in that. You know, I don't know if I'm supposed to talk to this about this, but this is a beautiful example of it. So I hope I don't get in trouble. But a great friend of mine is getting the opportunity to work with people in a healing space that have been told they're terminally ill. You know, that's a person taking, you know, oh my gosh, I'm terminally ill. I could be doing so many other things besides filling my cup, besides continue to walk through inner healing and find inner peace through, you know, through healing from the inside out. You know, that is the epitome to me of when I say that sentence of knowing that no matter what we're going through, it is for our highest and best good if we believe and grow with the lessons. That is the epitome. That is the inspiration to me. That's what I think about every time I hear that. That, wow, here's a person who's been told, nope, there's nothing else medically we can do. You can't make it. And they say, okay, well, I'm going to keep filling my cup. I'm going to keep being as healthy on the inside as I possibly can be. And you'd be amazed at how much health from the inside can turn around your health from the outside. Because everything that's happening on your body right now is a part of your body trying to get your attention because it needs help. It needs help. And a lot of those body parts are closely associated with different energy and spaces in your body, like your heart and your mind is attached to your organs, and how you feel and resonate over time starts to create these diseases, this dis-ease in our bodies. Every time I get these huge, like, pimples, let's just call them what they are, on my face, it's because I have allowed myself to get in such a chaotic, worrying energy. So like when I'm talking to you about this, this is really shit I'm living and I'm talking to you about and what I'm doing through there, because I hope it'll help, because I know I'm not the only one. It's been a powerful shift. This is a powerful month. Last month, powerful month. I mean, I know you feel it. I'm not the only ones. I know you feel it. And it's great. It's great energy and inspiration to act on. But also, at the same time, be willing to slow down and wait for the messages. Get the inspiration, write it down, and take inspired action. Because if you just come from it, from the head, from the brain, and you just start taking all the action you think you're supposed to, it don't end up working out like, okay, I'm going to move and just let it move through. And there it is. I mean, then it becomes what it was meant to be, and we stay out of it with our egos. But give yourself grace, man. We're all working towards creating a life we love. I mean, you're not watching this if you ain't working on that kind of life, because there's nothing exciting here. There's no gossip or nothing exciting in there. So we got to make sure that we stay out of victim consciousness. That's a big thing. That's that place that we often get in relapse when we think that just life is just happening to me. So when you talk about the three levels of consciousness, we're talking about the life happens to me. That's that active addiction. And then we get into this place of finding out we got a little bit of power and some healing. And we think that life happens by me. I create my reality. I create my world. And I'm going to think my way into no problems. And then we've got the final level of consciousness, and that is how life happens through me. And that's when you open up and let your higher power, whatever that is, or your highest self, move through you, and you listen to how it guides you in your life by following through the circumstances and the life events that happen around you. And remembering that the sun is always shining, no matter what. You may feel like you're in a dark space, but it can't help but come back around. But if you stay locked in that dark space and you keep paying attention to everything that you don't want in your life, or everything you hate about your job or your recovery or your 12-step group or your church or your whoever, whatever it is, what you don't like about yourself, what you don't like about your money, if you keep on with that, then that darkness has no, it doesn't have a choice but to stay. because that's all you're acknowledging. So remember, put your mind and your heart on the life that you're creating, the life that you have right now, because I guarantee you, as bad as it is, if you're coming from active addiction, at some point in your life, this was the life you dreamed of. I remind myself that every day when I want to complain about my job or my car, and I think, wait a minute, man, you just think about this. A few years ago, this was the life you could dream of. This was as big as your dreams were. So now open your dreams up, brother, and move towards that, just like you move towards here. So have some grace for yourself to remind your ass where you've come from and how far you've come, instead of always paying attention to how far you're not yet. Man, just relax. Just relax and move through this, and you'll get there because you're trusting. Like, that's your end vision. I get angry, not angry. Anger is such a strong word. I didn't even realize it till I said it. Angry feels too strong. I get aggravated. I get aggravated because we hear so much about, you know, all of the manifesting and the law of attraction and all of that stuff, but we leave out we leave out the spiritual connection and relationship that we get to get when we go deeper than that. And once we know and realize that stuff, no amount of stuff that you ask for is ever going to come in and create the type of peace and prosperity and inner wealth and life, the love of life, than when you start to have a relationship with that higher you, with that you, with that higher power, whatever that is for you, however you see it, whether it's your higher self, whether it, you know, it's God or Allah, it doesn't matter. But to have that type of deeper relationship with yourself and the world around you and just the awe of it all, you know, that to me is the gift. And when we're living in that space, we're living in that through me life, that level of consciousness. And it's the unknown, the in between all of those levels of growth that we're talking about now, that we need the most grace, that we would want to give ourselves the most grace and patience through. And you're not always going to feel, you're not always going to hear the whispers. I mean, a lot of us are going through some pretty hard shit. I mean, let's just be honest about it. There's many of us out here, you know, especially if you're in this space, because I also believe that you're highly purposed and you have a tremendous gift to give to humanity. However, on whatever scale that is, whether it's doing something like this, or whether you're speaking on stage to thousands, whether you're on TV, whether you're right in your hometown, and you're an amazing pharmacist that gets to touch lives every day. I mean, no matter what that space is, you've got a gift for humanity. So if you're in that recovery stage, then you know that these are the gifts. Like, this is the gift of recovery, is to be able to visit the brink of death, come back, and then get in a place of gratitude for it. And that's when you break the chains of shame. And that's the only way to really do this and to move in these levels and to move through this life in this way as a part of all creation. You know, your addiction has been a gift, and you can decide you're going to see it that way, or you can continue to see that it's the chain holding you to an identity that you no longer want to have. Just remember that those things are not who you are. You know, there's nothing left to say after that. Like, it's not who you are. And whether you're currently in the habit or you're new in recovery and you need that to be in that space of saying, you know, I'm an addict, I understand that space in the beginning, because there is a need to realize and understand where you are. But the longer you say that, once you start feeling yourself grow past that, you get a bit of a handle on that. Okay, I got that thing. I can't control this. Then start to change your I am, because your I ams are your own personal affirmations to your life. They are your prophecies to your life. And so if you always find yourself talking about what's wrong, what you don't like, you know, how things need to change, how the world needs to change, how you need to change, how your wife needs to change, how, you know, your whatever, your job needs to change. If you find yourself in that space, then there's a different way. If you're in that space, you're creating the energy to those things. And so therefore, you're basically, you're just prophesying over your life that this is what it is, and this is it. But if you can expand that and begin to open it up and to get a move away from those things, like, we don't have to engage in active complaining. And if we do, we can realize we're in it and go, oh, there's that, because a lot of it is mental habits. We have emotional addictions that, you know, like, feel like the basic need of our being, things we just can't, you know, feel like we can change very easy. You know, we have those places inside of us, and we can begin to change all of those ways that we think about those things. They're not the change. They can be gifts, and we can work with what we got. But what we got to do is give ourselves the grace to grow, to expand our belief systems, whatever they are, expand those. If you feel like you're playing small in your life, well, look at the places and decide where it is you want to play, and then start thinking about that. Take inspired action. Write down your inspirations this month, this April. This is going to be a great month for a lot of folks. You feel it. You feel it. And for those of you that feel it and you're inspired and you're motivated and you're wanting to take action, or you're seeing things in your life that are time to come up and heal and move on from, take the action now. It's a great time to lend yourself into that natural energy that's flowing through you. So move with it. Don't try to ego it and strangle it to death or control it to death, but move with it. Learn to move through life, man. That's what I'm trying to do, is learn to move with life and not in resistance to life, and just know without a shadow of a doubt that my prayers are being answered, that they're already done. This is just the road to it. You know, if somebody called and said, hey, we're giving you Disney now, Disneyland, I'd have to take a journey to get there. I'd go get it. But that's kind of basically what this is. What you've prayed, you got to take a journey towards. And you're on the journey. So give yourself the grace to be there. I love y'all. I'm so grateful that Pam said that the sound is okay. Y'all seem to be hearing me all right. So the wind did not stop us from putting this message out there tonight and sharing this time with each other. So I am truly, truly grateful. So I'm still working on the Recovery Soul Food podcast season 5. I'm getting those things together. I'm still getting some guests together, and I'm so excited. I'm just so excited about this season, because again, this is going to be the season where we learn how to create a life we love. One of the ways that the biggest assets in my early recovery and rediscovery process and my healing process were virtual mentors. And sometimes virtual mentors come before real life human mentors. And I'm grateful to have both now, because I'm still actively with my virtual mentors. So that's what I'm bringing to you this season on season 5 of Recovery Soul Food. We're actually going to find out how we create that life that we love. And so we've got a lot coming. I got, you know, Peg O'Connor, the amazing philosopher, who her new book is just so good, and she's just amazing. If y'all missed her, she was on Recovery Revolution Live, I guess maybe about a month ago now. It was a great, great episode, and I'm trying to get back into the swing of going live with those beautiful, amazing, I call them beautiful Misfits from Recovery Revolution Live every Thursday night at 8:05 p.m. Eastern. So we're working on getting all that together. There's so many different moving parts, but these are some beautiful human beings, and they have their own podcast and things going. The Way Out Podcast, Recovery Survey, Brett has, that doggone Ashley Grimes is boots on the ground, baby. She is always after saving lives, and we can't leave out the amazing, the wonderful J.R. Weaver, who sits in and joins. This was his baby, and I'm just honored to be a part of it. So, you know, get hooked up with that every Thursday night, 8:05 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. I'm going to get back there. I'm going to get back, y'all. I started a business this year, and, you know, you pray for business to go big, and then business really starts taking off, and you realize, whoo, I only got so much energy. And again, we got to go back to our talk tonight. I got to honor my self-care, too. So I've been having to try to recreate that in my world right now too. So I'm giving myself the grace to do that. My beautiful friends, you know, Brett, Ashley, Jason, JR, they've been so supportive of me. My beautiful friend Pamela have been so supportive of me while I'm going through this time of growth. It's what I prayed for. It's what's happening. And remember, nothing's ever going to show up external and just make your life perfect. You're going to have to readjust and, you know, be uncomfortable for a little while you begin to move into the space of that human. So that's what I'm trying to do. I thank my friends for being so great. I thank all of you all who watch this broadcast and listen to the podcast and the YouTube channel and all that stuff. I thank you so much for allowing me to go through this as well. I will figure out a way to get back here the way I need to be for you guys. I always try to. And I love this. And I love you all. And I pray that you have the most amazing, amazing week of your entire life, because you choose to and you are that powerful. I know it. Because if I can get up from my give up and create a life I love, you best believe you can too. So until next week, I'll see y'all later. Have an amazing week. Bye.